Matthew chapter 18. If your brother does something wrong to you, David A. Bednar says that being offended is a choice we make. It is not a condition inflicted or imposed by someone or something else. The problem with offense, adds Seth Godin, is what you do with it once we admit it into our inner being. That is, once we take the offense. What can you do with the offense, you ask? You can pretend it never happened and keep it in a safe place. If you're holding on to an offense, then you haven't forgiven the person who hurt you. Unforgiveness finds excuses to talk about what people have done to us, and will tell anyone who will listen. There's a difference between sharing your testimony to help someone and talking about what's been done to you because you are angry about it. The biblical alternative is to forgive. An offense that is genuinely forgiven is like a well-healed scar. It will still be there, but will no longer cause irritation or pain. Forgiveness frees both the forgiven and the forgiving person. One of the most wonderful manifestations of God's grace and the effectiveness of his atoning death is that Jesus forgives and forgets. Twice in the book of Hebrews, God repeats, "I will forget their sins and never again remember the evil they have done." Forgiveness is a decision, not an emotion. Will you decide to forgive?